Hello and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Gregorio, Editorial Director of the News. This podcast is sponsored by LG HVAC. Today we're talking with Ken Castle, Senior Regional Sales Manager for LG Air Conditioning Technologies in the Northeast region. He'll be introducing us to one of the newest product enhancements from LG HVAC, the five sizes of cold climate air source heat pump. Thanks for joining us today, Ken.
Yeah, Kyle. The five sizes of the LG cold climate heat pumps are designated as LG Red. LG Red is a technology that stands for reliable to extreme degrees. That means that these five sizes of cold climate air source heat pumps, which are designed for one-to-one single zone application, are reliable to extreme degrees, which is minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit heating with 100% of that nominal heat output at 5 degrees. All sizes, 18,000 BTUs through 48,000 BTUs, are recognized as Energy Star certified for their high efficiency. With models to 48,000 BTUs or 4 tons, they provide the largest lineup of this cold climate offering available.
Can you talk to us a little bit about why LG has created this offering?
Yeah, sure. You know, all the sizes that we just introduced, the 18,000 BTUs through the 48,000 BTUs, are Energy Star and certified for high efficiency. Why we actually introduced these products is because, you know, it's the easiest thing to equate to what we experience in our own lives. The technology leap that's been taking place from home, let's say home refrigerators as an example. You know, home refrigerators in the United States evolved from basic ice boxes in days of yore, and now moving forward over time became a utilitarian machine that sat in their kitchen. Well, since then, you know, refrigerators have been transformed by their inception of technology. You can look no further than the LG refrigerators that have linear speed compressors, knock on glass, Wi-Fi, and all of those things with huge energy savings versus the older models. But comparatively, U.S. home heating has also evolved during that same time. So U.S. home heating has evolved from basically non-powered fossil burning devices like coal and oil heating devices, later with electric motorized fuel burning, oil, gas, and propane furnaces and boilers, but still without any cooling option. So in the 60s, fixed speed ducted, the predecessors to our inverter heat pumps, in the 60s, fixed speed air ducted heat pumps hit the scene that could reverse from heating to cooling as needed, but couldn't effectively heat in the really cold climates when the temperatures lowered to below 40 degrees. So what we've done is we've evolved. So our air ducted heat pumps are now evolving from fixed speed, low efficient air source generational equipment of those days, serving only like temperate climate areas of the country where you didn't have the really cold winters, to now where cold climate air source heat pumps are being introduced. And we've innovated specific computer circuitry, logic, variable speed compressors, inverters, and like precise Wi-Fi controls as a to round it out. So now, as we've expanded the geographical range, these models can be applied to almost all areas of the United States can benefit from these high efficiency heating systems, even the coldest area. So a vast majority of the population of the United States lives in regions that could never before have been served by heat pumps, but now today with the advent of LG innovation can now have access to these products. So professionally installed, professionally sized, these models can replace fossil heating systems even in the coldest climate in the U.S.
Okay, it's an interesting history. Appreciate that. I guess the next logical question would be, who benefits from this technology?
Yeah, Kyle, the homeowners most interested in reducing the environmental impact and are looking for a sustainable solution can take advantage of the technology. It's not just utilitarian. It's actually, there's three benefits that we see that are really coming forward the way we're in the climate that we're dealing with today. One is environmental, one is economic, and one is comfort. So on the environmental front, even the Environmental Protection Agency says 79% of the carbon in our outside air is from cooking and burning fuels for heating purposes. And, you know, in 2019, already 37% of the electricity generated in the U.S. was from non-fossil burning renewable electric generation. So that means that using an electrified product in the home that's super high efficiency for heating purposes actually is a decarbonization effect. even the Sierra Club says fuel switching to air source heat pump is effective in the majority of all regions in the world. So we're very happy about that. Customers interested in the economic side of the equation, they're looking at the fact that the vast majority of the population lives in areas now where you can use an LG Red cold climate air source heat pump. Even cities like Boston, Massachusetts, have experienced outdoor temperatures below zero, less than 2% in the entire winter. State and utility sponsored incentives and rebates up to $1,000 per ton are available to offset the installation cost. And even LG has on our own websites a free rebate finder that allows you to look at both residential and commercial rebates available in any zip code that they're offered in the United States. And finally, the comfort experience is about temperature, humidity, and air quality. Plus, via Wi-Fi options, you have the LG ThinQ platform application, you have Amazon Alexa, and Google Home compatibility.
All right, great. Our listeners are always interested in kind of the nuts and bolts of the operation. I guess the simple question that might have a little longer answer is, how does this work?
Kyle, the heart of the system in a heat pump is its compressor. And we are a vertically integrated manufacturer. So we manufacture a specific compressor for this new LG one-to-one product line. Our revolutionary R1 patented inverter variable speed compressor, Scroll, by the way. What that does is it really has a greater range of speed at the top end, a greater range of speed, and greater efficiency, means that this performance was never really available and now is only available currently to LG HVAC itself. By having the discussion of range and speed means we can ramp up and ramp down to produce just the heating or cooling the space requires at a moment's notice. And that's the real special sauce here. Real problem of older non-LG Red heat pumps are that to produce enough heat on the coldest day, installers would regularly oversize or choose an overly large system to make sure the client was warm. But, you know, bigger is not always better. Unfortunately, this can regularly cause the system to be too large on warmer days when there are literally thousands of winter heating hours. So bigger is not better if the system can't modulate to match the load as necessary. So oversizing the system also has another effect, which could be that the system would short cycle on and off too frequently, which actually takes away the benefit of the inverter variable speed component of variable speed modulation. And also in cooling, if I'm oversized for heating, I'm definitely going to be oversized for cooling in northern markets. And of course, overcooling could be a damp and clammy environment.
If you don't mind, Ken, what are the benefits of the R1 compressor to the homeowner and then the contractor also?
Yeah, you know, the R1 compressor is so revolutionary that it actually can spin at a rate of over 10,000 RPM. You know, a fixed speed heat pump available today, a traditional system, just maintains a fixed speed of 3450 RPM. With the R1 compressor, 150 hertz capable, 10,000 RPM spin, that's the upper end, but it also can spin down to a lower level to match the load required for the house. Our previous best-in-class compressor operated to 110 hertz, and you know that would be in the 6 to 7,000 RPM range. So I think you could see how having the high range and high speed variable component really can add and extend the performance of the machine. A great example of how this system can really show value to a homeowner is if I chose to use the outdoor unit with the 36,000 BTU central ducted air handler, I can reduce the maximum heating output for those days when it's not so cold outside by 57%. And in cooling, I can actually reduce the cooling maximum down to 64%. So I've got a whole range of operation that this machine is going to continue to run, modulate, and exactly match the comfort requirement of the home, and also provide greater humidity in the cooling period. The multi-patented R1 compressor itself has so many benefits that are technologically advanced that it can provide various efficiency improvements in both heating and cooling performance and efficiency.
Sounds like you guys have thought of everything. Any more additional benefits you want to share with us?
Yeah, sure, Kyle. You know, there are additional benefits on these outdoor units. You know, it's the latest launch from LG, and we're always looking to innovate. So we like to add features to the products that make them even more user-friendly. And an example is all of these outdoor units, the split system outdoor units, have a printed circuit board with 7-segment digital error indicators. That means walking up to the job site, taking the cover off, and simply looking at the digital display and scrolling through with a tap button, you could actually learn what the system had been experiencing before you even open up a toolbox. When we're using these models with central ducted, which is the variable air handling unit, that's a 4-way airflow model, you've got an ECM blower motor, accessory heater option, wired wall user control. Again, working with Amazon Alexa or Google Home automation as you choose. So you can literally talk to your machine and tell it to turn up and turn down for your ducted system. That vertical air handling unit also provides conventional aerostatic pressure, not unlike a traditional US system, which the benefit is that you now can actually apply third-party indoor air quality devices such as air filters, external humidifiers, UV lights, etc. Another product that fits with that outdoor unit is the zone ducted low static pressure and new medium static pressure models. Those are models that feature lower height than a traditional air handling unit that are more zone specific. They're usually typically smaller in stature and smaller in BTUs. And those models feature built-in condensate pumps and a remote operation away from the central unitaries or central vertical air handling unit style. Then finally, a brand new line of cassettes came with this launch, which are the new patented LG-specific dual vane. That means the vane on the cassette, a unit that sits up in the ceiling, actually has two vanes, a hidden vane up above it. And that vane control gives you ultimate operation of where you want the air to be or where you don't want the cold air to be or the hot air to be. So we can literally aim the air directly at a user. If it's in a high traffic retail environment, if it's in a home, you probably don't want the cold air or the hot air blowing directly on you. So the dual vane system gives you so many benefits, including a very high ceiling to floor ratio when it comes to heating. You can actually set the cassette up to 16 feet into a ceiling height and still get it to blow heat down to the floor level and feel that heat down there. The new dual vane patented cassette also includes floor sensors, so we can sense the air temperature at the floor rather than up in the ceiling. Indoor air quality options, human detection, and then humidity sensing. We can actually see digitally or virtually see in the room where somebody is and either direct the air towards that body or away from that body.
All good information, Ken. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about where our listeners can go find this product if they're interested?
Great. Yeah. For more information on LG HVAC products, the rebates, or just why LG, visit lghvac.com. There you're going to find locators for contractors, distributors, sales rep contacts, and so on. You know, like we like to say at LG, life's good.
Absolutely. Sounds like a really good product. Ken, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes and kind of filling us in on all that's going on in LG.
Thank you very much, Kyle.